Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to start with a question, actually, and looking for a response. I'm curious, how many of you have been carried through life on the hope, or maybe later in life have entertained the fantasy of someday becoming a Levite? Well, I guess being a Levite has lost a little bit of its luster given the Good Samaritan story. I'll have to admit that not until working on this morning's homily, however, did such a thought even or ever occur to me. But think of it. Here you're serving in the place the Lord your God has chosen as a dwelling place for his name. There's not to gainsay about that. And here comes someone whose livelihood comes from the soil of the land the Lord your God is giving you. And he's bringing the first fruits of his hard-earned produce. And he offers them and breaks into a recital of who he is because of who his ancestor was, and who he is because Yahweh heard and responded and delivered his ancestors from torment and slavery in Egypt. And that's why I'm bringing this offering. And you can picture behind this fellow a whole line of these calloused, sun-baked sons of a wandering Aramean, clear about who they are and clear about whose they are, and through their first fruits, they're giving all fruits of the soil and of their lives and of their home and of their heart. What an incredible joy to be a Levite. What do you figure? To hear and to see and to feel such faith, one person after another. Even more, what a joy to be a son or daughter of a wandering Aramean. What do you figure? It all began with that first wandering Aramean, or son of an Aramean, Jacob, that scoundrel, who took advantage of his father's poor eyesight, who outwitted and then outran his brother Esau, who pilfered his scoundrel uncle Laban of every valuable thing he had, including his two daughters. Of course he was wandering. He was on the run. He was on the lam. But not all of his wandering was on the run, like particularly when his strange brood of sons took him down to Egypt. And what do you figure? There they met son of an Aramean who by divine serendipity had wandered into the court of the Pharaoh. That whole history of intergenerational wandering reads like a disjointed and somewhat strange, vulnerable, uncertain story, had it not been held together by the Lord, who in fact started with this wandering Aramean's grandfather, whom the Lord sent wandering as well. Strange group of people. Strange they ever survived. Anyhow, here this offspring whose heritage is wandering, an immigrant, a refugee, comes to offer not just produce, but himself. And did you notice where the Lord takes his recital of faith and that offering? You and the Levites and the foreigners residing among you shall rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and to your household. These first fruits and that confession of faith were meant to reinforce the Lord's underlying grace for that farmer and the Levite and the foreigner and the fatherless and the widow, wanderers, all of them wandering on the margins of society. And they, farmer, Levite, alien, widow, orphan, all receive the Lord's grace and grow in the Lord's grace and live rejoicing, Lord's choice of words, rejoicing in that grace. A few years down the road, there was another wandering Aramean, one who likewise had no place to lay his head, who walked a road very few understood, and even fewer bought into, and bore a burden of cosmic proportions, and brought deliverance to all the wandering sons and daughters of the Aramean, the farmer who brought the gift, and the Levite, and the foreigners, and the fatherless, and the widows who didn't have a farm. Levites didn't either. And stretching a point, don't get me in trouble, even for folks who inhabit the seminary. Strange clan of people. Strange we even survive. From one wandering Aramean to another, though, I give my life for you, to you, to share with farmers, with Levites, all around, and foreigners, and widows, and orphans, and everybody else who wanders in this world. Now, I know we probably haven't brought along to chapel this morning our first fruits of anything. Like assignments, or term papers, or projects. Wouldn't that be a treat? Offer them to the Lord instead of teachers who you hope don't fall asleep while they're reading them. My bad. I just didn't get that in the daily announcements. However, this morning, as we bring our prayers anyhow, let's follow the lead of our wandering Aramean ancestors and preface what we do bring, our prayers, with our profession of faith in the updated AD version, the Apostles' Creed. Please rise. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will live and judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.